I think we started off a little bit shaky in the T20s, but we're kind of just getting that home form right, it seems. So we're still well in the mix, but if you look at the table, I think there's two or three teams on the same points as us. I think what we have in our advantage is we've got more games to play, so, and the teams that we are to play against are below. So fingers crossed we can get another couple of wins just to secure that top four spot.
I think the fixtures this year were sort of heavily loaded towards you playing away from home in the first round of six matches, I think it was. You only played about two at home. And one of the reasons for that was because there was a test match here and you couldn't come back to Chester Street anyway. But you lost a lot of those games on the road. There was only the Lancashire victory out of those first few, weren't it?
I think you look at it, it's not ideal at the time. You think, God, we're on the road again. It seems like we've been on the road forever at the start of this year, but I think looking now, I think we're glad to have those games at home in the bank, and like I say, to get on that winning run at home and hopefully see a bit of momentum and gain that top four spot.
You've only got four games to go now in the group. I think three of those are here.
Yep, again, that's only what should work in our advantage. We've got Derby in Yorkshire to play and then Northants tomorrow night. So fingers crossed we can get, I would say, maybe two, possibly three if we can, and that should stand us in good stead.
It was a strange game, the Leicestershire one. I remember looking at the scoreboard when they were batting after 18 overs and it had their projected score at 120. But, I mean, you're fairly well used to the fact that any bowler can go around the park late in a game, can't they? I mean, there was one boundary, I think, where they completed and one run out where they just avoided it, where the batsman didn't even have a bat in his hand.
It's a funny game, 2020. I think you always kind of look at the board and you try and set yourself a target to sort of restrict them to, but like I say, it's a funny game. I guess guys now are developing all these different shots where you can bowl the best ball you've got and it still goes to the boundary. So it can be hard to defend. But, I mean, again, just to get a win was good from us. I think the last two overs sort of went in their favour. The momentum was with them. Early wickets didn't sort of suit us, but we came out of it and we came out on top. So fingers crossed now we can push on tomorrow night.
You mentioned you can bowl your best ball. I mean, your death ball's a Yorker, isn't it? That's what you're trying to do, but just a flick of the wrist and the ball can be over the boundary for six.
Well, that's it. Like I say, I tried that the other night and I think it was Hill who managed to hit every ball for four for the first four balls of the over, and I was thinking, well, there's not much more I can do here. That's the best ball I try and execute, and if they can get it to the boundary, then fair play to them in the end.
Now, you've seen what your cousin Phil Mustard can do in T20, and he was there again the other day. His 18th half century, he's been a absolute cornerstone of what Durham have managed in the T20 over the last 13-14 years.
Absolutely. I think you look at his record, it speaks for itself in 2020 cricket. He's in the top three or four domestic run scorers. I think, if I'm not right, he's one or two of the top wicket keepers in World 2020 in domestic cricket. So, I mean, his record's phenomenal, and to have him at the top and just kind of bat through the innings and have that responsibility to get us over the line was brilliant to him, and all credit.
He's the first player to score 3,000 runs with one club as well in this country.
It's always nice to see when someone sticks with one county, and just goes to show how good a servant he's been to Durham in all forms, not just 2020.
Now, a few weeks ago, you lost at Northampton. They've been the front runners this season. They've made, I think, two finals out of the last three and won it in 2013. It's surprising how well they're doing in the competition, given how well they generally struggle in other formats.
Yeah, I think when we played down their place, we said that as a team, Northants kind of throw all their eggs in the T20 basket. So we know they're always going to be coming out fighting for this competition. Obviously, like I say, they won it a few years ago, finals day last year. We know they're going to be a strong side, but again, coming here where our boundaries seem to be twice the size of anywhere else kind of takes away teams out of their comfort zone. So again, hopefully that works in our favour tomorrow and we can come out with a win.
You mentioned the boundaries. I often wonder why they don't drag them in a bit and give us a bit more fireworks, you know, but they keep them about 70-80 metres, don't they, here?
It's good for me. I always like to ask Vic how big the boundaries are going to be just to make sure we can get them as big as possible, but again, it's just different dimensions where you go other places and playing on postage stamps and your top edge one and it goes for six and people come here and think that might be the case, but you get here and like say the boundaries are 75, 80 metres, it kind of scares them before the game's even started.
So you got that one to fit in tomorrow night and then straight on the team bus down to Southport?
Yep, we've got a busy 10 days or so ahead of us, so fingers crossed, start with a win, head down to Southport, what will be a tough game against Lancashire. And then another important T20 game at Henley on the way back home. So fingers crossed we can have a good 5 or 6 days.